Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ on this 15th day of March, the Ides of March. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Over the past few weeks, we've been chatting with people about the American Guild of Organists biannual regional conventions that take place on the odd-numbered years. This is 2015, so this is the year for them. The Guild made changes to take effect this year. Instead of the numbered regions, they are geographical. And today, we're going to hear about the region where I live, the Mid-Atlantic Regional Convention, which will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, beginning June 21st. Joining me today is the secretary of that convention committee, Dr. Alan Lewis, who currently serves as a director of music at Calvary Episcopal Church in Pittsburgh. Dr. Lewis, let's begin by talking about the schedule of the conference.
Well, it begins on Sunday evening with a recital at East Liberty Presbyterian Church, which is a grand building from the 1930s, featuring David Briggs, who is an English organist who will be playing both a classical program and accompanying a silent film. Then on Monday, we have lots and lots of workshops on various subjects, ranging from music and technology to keeping professionally current to some special interest dimensions of the organ repertoire, and also the performance by the winner of the National Young Organist Competition. And in the evening of that day, we have a recital by Nathan Lauba at St. Paul Cathedral on the beautifully restored Rudolf von Becquerel Tracker organ from 1962. Then on the Tuesday, we go to one of the nearby suburbs to hear a brand new organ by Taylor and Booty that's just being installed this spring in the chapel of Westminster Presbyterian Church. And we'll have workshops featuring a local Baroque ensemble of pretty well national and international acclaim called Chatham Baroque. And Riley Lewis from the Washington Bach Consort will be working with them and also talking to the convention. Then we return to the downtown area for a couple of twilight performances with the premiere of a new organ piece by David Shalott, and then have a river cruise, which is sort of the non-organ side of Pittsburgh. It's viewing Pittsburgh from the water. It's the three rivers city, so it's appropriate to view it from the rivers, and it's a beautiful way to see the city. On the Wednesday, which is the last full day of the convention, we have a number of kind of business oriented meetings in the morning, and then begin to go hear music again with a voice and organ performance at Shadyside Presbyterian Church, another very beautiful building here in town. Then we move to Calvary Episcopal Church nearby, another quite famous building, for a brief recital featuring duo organists, and then a congregational convention service, which will include the premiere of a new piece by Lucas Richman. Lucas was a composer associated with the Pittsburgh Symphony for a number of years, and has written us a three-movement piece for organ and choral, or in our case, congregational part, that's sort of a choral obbligato to the organ piece. There's an interesting dimension to that piece, which is that we're asking organists throughout the city to play the final movement of that three-movement piece as a postlude on Sunday morning as the convention is about to begin, just to generate some local awareness of what's going on in their midst. And I think that'll be a really interesting way of engaging congregations and the whole community and what's happening. And then on Wednesday evening, we close the convention with a performance by Chanticleer, the so-called Orchestra of Voices, just peerless male voice ensemble. And then we go home.
I also see some post-convention activities on the schedule. Kennywood, Fallingwood, and an organ crawl?
Those are various possibilities open to people who come for the convention. Kennywood is a great old-time amusement park, and Fallingwater, of course, is the famous Frank Lloyd Wright House. And organ crawls are things that are attractive at any time, even after you've spent 3 days crawling around in organs already.
What is it about Pittsburgh that the attendees will find interesting?
I think simply the buildings themselves and the organs they house will be a pretty impressive dimension of the experience. Pittsburgh, of course, was one of the wealthiest cities in America back around the turn of the 20th century, and that expressed itself architecturally in the provision of a number of quite spectacular churches, some of which are still very vibrant going concerns. People who decide to go off the beaten path and explore on their own will find lots of other churches that we simply don't have time to visit officially represent a variety of ethnic traditions and just a whole swath of interesting architectural forms. And I think probably the most distinctively Pittsburgh dimension of the convention is the river cruise, seeing the city from the water.
My interview with Dr. Alan Lewis will continue shortly. As I've done for previous conventions, I'd like to share some music by artists and or instruments featured in this convention. And I thought I would start by letting you hear my guest at work. Now, this is going to be Dr. Alan Lewis playing the main organ at Calvary Episcopal Church at the corner of Shady Avenue and Walnut Streets in Pittsburgh. The church actually has two organs, but this is the main organ, built in 1963 by Casavant Frères Limited. Built in 1963 by a Casavant Frères Limited, Opus 2729, designed by Lawrence Phelps. Casavant also did renovations and additions in 1991, and some additional modifications were made by Lully and Associates in 2004. Now, this is an amazing organ. It features 109 speaking stops, 98 independent stops, 137 ranks, and 7,426 pipes. It features SSL combination action with 128 levels of memory and sequencer, 16 general pistons, 6 divisional pistons for the antiphonal division, and 8 for each of the other divisions. Has total recall disc recording system for combination action, and a programmable crescendo pedal featuring 4 modes. The console is movable and can be placed on the platform in front of the Rood screen for recital performance. Dr. Alan Lewis will demonstrate this organ for us now, performing a composition by César Franck, Pièce Héroïque.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ, where we're speaking with Dr. Alan Lewis about the Mid-Atlantic Regional Convention of the American Guild of Organists. Dr. Lewis, what is the process of putting together and planning such a convention?
It's about a 2 or 2.5 year lead time. We had our first conversations about whether we should do this or not easily that long ago and put together a task force to think about what sort of events we might put together and to assemble a proposal. And then having been approved for the convention by the national committee that decides on such things, we've been working for the last 1.5 years to bring together a committee that concerns itself with all the local arrangements and the logistics and the hospitality and the program and everything else that has to come together to pull one of these things off. Fortunately, the city has a lot of experience doing this. The guild has met here for regional conventions every 10 or 15 years for several decades. So there's a lot of local memory and experience in doing this.
Have there been any particular challenging aspects to putting this kind of convention together?
I think for any convention, transportation is hard. Just getting all the people who might come assembled together at the same time in the various far-flung places that they need to go. And it's particularly a challenge in Pittsburgh, where roads and bridges and parking combine to make it a little bit hard to get around if you don't know where you're going. And obviously people from far away don't know where they're going. So we've been working hard to get transportation arranged for them to get where they need to go easily.
Now, you are the secretary on the convention committee, right?
That's right.
Tell us about your responsibilities on this committee.
I sit and listen and try to write down the gist of what's going on so that we have a record of what we decided when, so that we don't then have to reinvent the wheel the next time somebody asks the same question. And then try to keep track of who is supposed to do what about that and remind them that that's their responsibility and then stay out of the way while they do it.
My interview with Dr. Alan Lewis will continue in a few minutes. Let's listen now to another organ featured during this convention. This next organ is the third instrument that has served the students and faculty at the University of Pittsburgh's Hines Chapel. The new organ was recreated in 1994 to 1995 by the Reuter Organ Company and represented a trend in American organ building to reuse existing materials in an environmentally friendly and musically sound manner. The chancel console controls all 4,272 pipes, 73 ranks, and 3 electronic pedal stops. A commanding tuba is housed in the expression chamber in the ceiling of the chapel. The main console was elevated to floor level and may be moved to the front of the chancel for concerts and recitals. Organist Chelsea Chen will perform music composed by Louis Vierne, Claire de Lune from Piezas de Fantasy. Thank you.
You are listening to At the Organ.
Is there anything else you want attendees to know about this year's regional convention?
I guess I would say that the last time there was a convention like this in Pittsburgh was 1999. And as people from Pittsburgh go around the country to visit people in other guild chapters, we still hear to this day about what a great time people had in 1999 and how excited they are to be coming back. And we're thrilled to be hosting them again and look forward to showing them another good time.
Thank you, Dr. Lewis. We've been talking with Dr. Alan Lewis, the secretary for the American Guild of Organists 2015 Mid-Atlantic Regional Convention, to be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania this summer. Convention starts June 21st and runs through the 24th. The convention website is
agopgh2015.com.
And there you can find out more details about the various seminars and concerts, locations, lots of interesting information. You can also register to attend, and you can register as an exhibitor if you have any kind of product or service that would benefit organists. You can also purchase ads in the program book. And as Dr. Lewis said, April 1st is when the registration fees go full price. So save some money and register today. Dr. Alan Lewis, thank you for joining us on At the Organ.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your helping us get the word out.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. And a special thanks to Pro Organo for music featured on today's show. For the best in classical organ music, visit proorgano.com. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.